Right now, time to get into the Word, the basic instructions before leaving Earth, the Bible, and bringing us the Morning Munch today, very own Pastor Tommy Briggs.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. So yesterday, a little bit of excitement in Toledo. You probably saw it in the news. It was all over the place. We had four of our city council members, one-third of our city council, was arrested by the FBI yesterday, basically on charges of taking bribes, of selling votes, and kind of a big shockwave through the city. And it was the big news here is the four taken into custody yesterday, charged by the FBI. And these are serious crimes. You know, as they came out, the Department of Justice came out and said these are, you know, serious crimes that people who are elected to public office, it's a public trust. And, you know, they're expected to serve in the best interests of the electorate and the people who elected them, not to be selling their votes. And so that they take these things very seriously. And indeed, the Bible takes these things very seriously. Exodus 23:8 says, "Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the righteous." So, and there's many other verses where in the Bible where it condemns taking a bribes and selling the, you know, the influence and power that you have. And so obviously some serious allegations brought against these council members. We'll see, you know, they innocent until proven guilty. We'll see what happens with that. But it got me thinking, how often do we try to bribe God? You know, it's easy to look at it and say, oh, these guys are selling their votes and they're corrupt politicians. That's the way they all are. But how about us? Let's look at ourselves for a minute. How often do we try to bribe God? Have you ever prayed to God, Lord, if you help me in this situation, I'll go be a missionary in Africa. I'll, you know, never do this again. I'll never do that again. I'll volunteer for this at church. And what are we trying to do in that moment? Aren't we really just trying to offer God a bribe? God, if you give me what I want, I'll give you something back. I'll trade something for this. We're trying to bribe God instead of just, you know, placing ourselves in his hands and saying, Lord, we need your help in this situation. And I just place myself before you and you do what you need to do and help me through this and guide me through this and entrust ourselves to him and his good judgment. Instead, we feel like for some reason we have to bribe him to get him to do what we want. And what we're really doing is we're insulting the righteousness of God. You know, it says here that the bribe twists the words of the righteous. And suddenly, if God were to do that thing, is he doing it because he loves us, because he's a good and gracious and righteous God, or is he doing it because I offered him a little something? And suddenly he's not doing it because he's good, he's doing it because he's bribable. He's not good. So when we bring our requests before God, let's not bring them in the spirit of a bribe. Let's not feel like we've got to offer God something to get him to do anything. God has already made promises to us. God has already made promises to care for us, to meet our every need. Let's come before God like he's God. Let's honor him in his holiness and in his righteousness and in his goodness and in his love. Let us not demean or defame him with something so pathetic and trivial as some kind of spiritual bribe, but trust that he will do what is right and good because he's God. And let us place ourselves in his hands and trust him to do what is right because it's right. And that's our munch for today.
Thank you, Tommy. Can you pray for us?
Lord, we thank you that you are a good and gracious God, and we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for the many times that we do not treat you as such, that we try to, well, we insult you, frankly, with spiritual bribes. Lord, forgive us for this. Forgive us for our failure and our sin. And Lord, remind us that you are a good and gracious God who gives us good things out of your hand because of who you are. And Lord, have us to put faith and trust and hope in that so that when you act in our lives, you receive the honor and glory that you are due and that we in no way demean your righteousness or your grace. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Tommy Briggs, we always give our Morning Munch pastors, ministry leaders, a chance to talk about their church or ministry and give you that opportunity as well.
Thank you. I'm pastor, co-pastor, along with Pastor Don Reynolds of Gateway Baptist Church. And we meet at 6047 Door Street. We are meeting in person. We have opened up and begun our services again. 9:45, we have Sunday school. 11 o'clock, we have our services. We're practicing appropriate social distancing. We are asking people to wear masks. We have hand sanitizing stations set up, you know, so we're doing all the proper CDC guidelines. We're spacing people out in the sanctuary and things like that. So, you know, we're following along those guidelines to keep everybody safe. But we do welcome you to come and be a part of that. You can check us out on our website at gatewaytoledo.com. gatewaytoledo.com.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.